Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, for those that were listening to us Monday and Tuesday, you noticed that we did the replay from Saturday's show of last week. And the purpose of that, friends, was that we were in the studio doing a brand new album for Junkyard Prophet. I'm the drummer for the band, and in the process, I wanted to let you know that we were in studio, and none other than Prince's drummer walks in and says to me, so what kind of music is this? And I said, well, of course, it's Christian music, but we should have a brand new album out here, friends, by the beginning of the fall, hopefully in the month of September. We'll keep you posted on that. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. Brand new website. Shows you what it's like in the public arena, whether it's a high school or a college arena. Tea party, church, in studio, television, whatever the case may be. Check it out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It is lovely, for a better way of saying that. And that, by the way, that's not youth talk. It's really tight. Let's put it that way. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The two pages work together. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Friends, you can check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean, double E. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. Do check out the websites. We got a couple hundred people, actually a couple hundred thousand people, interacting on a daily basis, fighting the good fight of faith, and we appreciate that. Do check those websites out. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. And again, double E, phone lines will be accessible for the next 2 hours, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Interestingly enough, friends, let me say it this way. Because this is one of the things that I'm going to talk about either during the first hour or the second hour. But I just got an email, and it was a question, and I'm going to read it for you. He said, Bradley, do you really believe the Bible holds the answers to today's problems? Did you know that even Jefferson took his razor to the Holy Bible, cutting out those parts attributed to Jesus? This is what he thought was worth saving. He was a deist, by the way. Well, I'm not going to go down that road because my father told me not to answer a fool in his folly. Because we've talked about it so many times. But I do want to tell you, I responded. And I said, the Bible does hold the answers. Yes, it does. And I said, by the way, sir, you have it backwards on Jefferson's Bible. I said, who told you that? The atheist or the revisionist? Okay. Then he comes back again and he says, how Thomas Jefferson created his own Bible. I said, interesting. So what I did is I did a little bit of homework, and I just responded to him, and I said, well, I want to let you know something, my friend. You got it completely backwards. You have it upside down on its head. So I'm going to hit that really quick for those people out there that believe the atheist, as well as the revisionist, who are purposely distorting history, because isn't it interesting how the aims or the assaults are always aimed at the Bible and the Christians? Why is it always going that direction? Matter of fact, have you ever noticed, friends, like if you're building something, and let's just say you're building a dog cage, whatever the case might be, a bird cage, or you're fixing the side of your house, you're hammering. And if you notice that when you take the nail and you take the hammer and you drive the nail, well, you have to hold the nail with your two fingers, right? But what happens if you miss the head of the nail and you hit your thumb? Have you ever noticed the first thing out of the mouth of men? They just got hurt. They smashed their thumb. Now, do they say Dalai Lama? Do they say Muhammad? Do they say Hare Krishna? Or do they say G-D-it? Now, they always say G-D-it or J-C, Jesus Christ. They mean it as a vulgarity. But I want you to understand something, friends, that people always go that direction because he is the one that's alive forevermore. Now, there's no sense in cursing a dead idol, right? Well, no, there isn't. But if they're standing in contrary to the one that is alive forevermore, the resurrection and the life, he who sits at the right hand of my heavenly Father forevermore, blessed be his name, they're always gonna pull some sort of, you know, punk shot out at the Lord, right? So again, friends, you need to understand that the curse of God rests upon the children of disobedience. And again, I just want to make clear that when people attack Christianity, they're attacking him who is alive, not he who is dead. Now, I didn't see anybody attacking any foreign gods this week, but I did see a whole lot of Christians that are Christ-like in this country that were under attack. So I'm going to hit a couple issues in just a couple moments, and I'm going to expose the lie. And isn't it interesting how these people always want to blame God for the evil in the world? I mean, for example, you know, look at all the Christians kill everybody. Wait a second. Whoa. It was God that said, thou shalt not kill. Right? I did a radio show yesterday in Chicago. Interestingly enough, you know, the guy was talking about Christians, this, and their hypocrisy. And I said, whoa, wait a second. I said, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. That's why he was crucified. So don't lay to Christ that which does not belong to Christ, and don't lay to real Christianity which does not belong to real Christianity. If you see hypocrisy, it means they're the hypocrite, Christ is not, and also keep in mind that Christ rebukes that hypocrisy. Read Matthew 23. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. Nobody. Just so you know. So there's no excuse for any side of the aisle, regardless of what side of the aisle you may be on. Okay? All right. I feel a little bit better now. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, 46 Republicans who just voted to eliminate freedom of speech, freedom of the press. This is just posted. Friends, you need to understand that they're both the Democrats and the Republicans. I did some homework on the Republican Party. Pulling the mask off the Republican Party, friends, I found out that they were much more vile in their transgressions concerning constitutional law than even the Democrats were. Both sides are the same coin, friends. There's no difference. They're all working for the same special interest groups. They're all trying to eliminate your rights, which, in fact, they swore an oath to magnify your rights. And do keep in mind that the purpose of your government is to ensure your rights, not to take them away. Okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to come right back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then we're going to get to these two topics, how to have a different country in 1 week. And then I'm also going to talk about enemy of God, enemy of America, and I'm going to show you who's lying. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also wanted to tell you, friends, thank you very much for making the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Anytime you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747, next 2 hours, you have us. Folks, I was just highlighting what's going on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I noticed that it said 46 Republicans who just voted to eliminate freedom of the press, and I started to read it, and I noticed Tim wrote it, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com. So I have him here for you, yours truly, Tim Brown. Tim, what is going on with this situation in Texas?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I think it was last week, my time runs together, but the American Phoenix Foundation had sent a couple of people out. We know that Hannah Giles, who was involved in breaking down the Acorn scandal back at the beginning of the right. Obama administration, she was a part of that. They've got over 800 hours of undercover video of Texas politicians engaging in corruption. Now, when they let this be made known about, two or three weeks ago, that they had this video and they would be releasing it. They're doing a publicity thing here. But the Texas legislature said, we don't like this very much, and they started to push a legislation that would stop them from engaging in the kind of undercover reporting they were doing. In other words, Texas has a single consent law. In other words, if you're in Texas, you can record someone, audio or video, without their knowledge, as long as one of you knows it. And obviously, if you're recording it, you know it.
Yep.
So that's what they're doing. Now the legislature has passed SB 19, which prohibits that on public property, which is the Capitol building.
Oh, wait a second. Maybe the Capitol building now belongs to them.
Well, that's what they think.
That's right.
But it's more than that. It's obvious that these people think they're being harassed by people who just want to keep them accountable, and because that was part of the report before, they were saying, oh, they're harassing us and this, that, and the other. But nothing could be further from the truth. They were letting the people speak with their own mouths.
These are Republicans, though, you're highlighting.
That's exactly right. Because, well, look, for the most part, we know that within the Democrat Party, there is major corruption. We know, that's just a given. There are a few Democrats across the board who might not fall into that. But in the Republican Party, they're supposed to be the party that's holding the standard. They're the ones who talk about being morally upright and all of these kinds of things. They're not supposed to be pushing some of the agenda that they're starting to push now, even more. So, yeah, people say, well, you're eating your own. Well, no, they're doing it themselves.
Hey, Tim, you're eating your own when you're calling for corruption. For what it is. And if it's the good guy, you're supposed to just give him a pass, as if to say two wrongs now make a right.
Yeah.
How ridiculous. Yeah. I'm curious, what are the illegal activities going on concerning the Republicans in Texas that are being popped right now?
Well, as far as I know, the videos have not specifically come out for what that is, but that's due out, I think, sometime this month. They're preparing those to go out to the media so that the media can then begin writing on that.
And, of course, we're going to stay on top of this, correct?
Sure.
Now, how do people actually right the wrongs then? How do they get involved across the United States? I noticed that you have posted here the emails concerning each one of them that are being uncovered right now.
Yeah, there's emails, and in some cases there's Twitter accounts. So, yeah, people get involved. Even if you're not in Texas, look, what happens in one state, it does not stay in one state. We know that. It spreads. We look at the issue of redefining marriage. That's being pushed. That was pushed throughout the states against the will of the people, obviously, and against the law. And now people are waiting for the Supreme Court to rule on it, which is not their place to rule on. It's not within their jurisdiction to rule on. But, yeah, whatever happens in Texas here, you know, some of this has happened in other states. In other states, it is illegal to record others without their consent. When you get a phone call from a bank or a credit person or some other person, they'll often tell you, this call is being recorded. And the first thing I ask them is, why are you recording me?
That's right. Well, I think we should live our lives in the scope of the people that we serve anyways. Why would we want to be hidden from those that we serve? And, again, sure. I think it's very telling as to what's taking place here.
Well, I think it is, too. You know, these are the same people who've engaged in various corrupt things that are open. One of those was just a few years ago where Texas was looking to shut down the TSA from operating inside the state of Texas, and they were threatened that if you do, then Texas would become basically a no-fly zone. You couldn't fly in or out of Texas, and that came from the federal government, and Texas buckled to that. They had the votes for it, but they buckled to the threat. So we know there's corruption goes on. We know there's people who are compromised. But to what extent, I don't know. But hopefully these videos will give us some insight to that.
Appreciate it very much, Tim. Tim Brown, Senior Editor, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Friends, we're highlighting some of the articles right now. And I just thought that would be worthy of your attention, friends. Again, 46 Republicans who just voted to eliminate freedom of the press. They don't want to be exposed for what they are doing. Friends, I want you to understand something. I was telling you something right before Tim jumped on the line with us, that there is no difference between the left, the Democrats, and the Republicans, folks. We have one Constitution. Keep that in mind. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, was asked, are you an aristocrat or are you a Democrat? He said, neither. I'm a Christocrat. That's exactly right, because we know that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said President Andrew Jackson, and so it is. We're ruled by God in this country, like it or not. As a matter of fact, the very definition of crime is, what is it? It's sin. 1 John 3:4, and the purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, and if they don't want to do that, well, then they enforce the laws against their crimes. It's as simple as that. But again, going back to my point here, we have one Constitution. I want you to listen to what John Adams rightly said during the foundations of this country. He said, there's nothing I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other. And friends, while they play games with your rights that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give you in the natural, in Christ in the spiritual, you do need to keep in mind that you lose as you allow them to play out their little charades in front of you. And friends, again, one more time, John Adams, the second president of the United States, rightly said, "There's nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other." And it was interesting, too, to note that Tim said, you know, we know that when we're talking about the Democrats, that we're talking about corruption. Friends, we are. And I say this so often, and I say it again, friends, that if the right was doing the right thing all of the time, there wouldn't be a left. Why is it that the Democrats, America, because you know when you're speaking of them, you're speaking of the lawless. You're speaking of those that commit crime. For some reason, the American people have been deceived into giving them a pass, and a pass as to actually give them, a free pass out of jail. Every time they violate laws, say that they're above the law when in fact that they're not. But again, enough said, friends. We need to understand that the corruption is very thick, not just in the left, but also in the right. Because if the right was doing the right all the time, even in government, friends, the left wouldn't be getting away with what they're doing. They would be calling the left out for what they are, but they're not. They're going along to get along because they themselves are just as corrupt as that which you complain about. And also keep in mind, friends, when we're talking about corruption in the right and the left, it's because the American people are tolerating the crimes in both parties, okay? And keep in mind, again, friends, we have one constitution, not two. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a man's enemies are the men of his own house. Check it out. Bikers plan armed anti-Islam protest outside mosque that hatched the two murderers, those that were attempting to commit a jihad in Texas. You can talk to Pamela Geller about that. Treason is too nice of a word concerning the administration. Brand new article, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. U.S. has taken in one quarter of the population of Mexico. Friend, why is this? America, you're being told that this has been stopped. You do need to keep in mind that this administration has been appointed to destroy. There's no question about it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Just keep in mind the president of the United States emptying out Guantanamo Bay, only so they can go back in war against the American people on a later date. Now, how much sense does that make? Who is the one that is committing the act of treason? We also have Common Core. Matt's argument on Facebook goes viral. Check that out. If you want a national discussion on race, the truth isn't going to be too pretty. Check it out again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. A man's enemies, again, are the men of his own house. And listen to this, friends. This is interesting. North Carolina governor demonstrates he's a lawyer first and then a Christian second. What is America going to put up with next? Going again back to the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Guess who's supporting illegals? Friends, guess who's supporting the illegals? Check it out. Check it out.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747. Right before the break, I was giving you a quote, not meaning to use ostentatious erudition, but I am. Martin Luther rightly said, you're not only responsible for what you say, but also for what you do not say. Martin Niemöller is also quoted saying that. Now, what's interesting here, friends, I want to get to this because I'm just reading some of the comments right now. Enemy of God, enemy of America. It was actually Karl Marx who said, communism begins where atheism begins. Now, keep in mind, in contrast, reading Scripture, Psalm 14:1 says, the fool has said in his heart there is no God. Now, friends, keep in mind, let me lay this premise real quick. A building has a, come on, say it with me, builder. Okay, just wanted to make sure. Okay, a painting has a painter. Okay, just wanted to make sure. Okay, so therefore, creation has a creator. Okay, can we go that far? Are we all in agreement thus far? Okay, because Karl Marx, again, all the while knowing what they are doing, they are warring against God. They themselves will tell you that when they speak the truth in their confusion. But again, Karl Marx said, communism begins where atheism begins. Now, I'm going to talk about the Jefferson's Bible real quick here, okay? Because I just got an email and he said, Bradley, you know, did you see what Jefferson did to the Bible? And I said, you have it backwards, okay? And as I'm scrolling down here, there's over 130 comments on my article. And one was by an atheist. He said, Bradley, as an atheist, I forgive you, okay? And then he goes on and steps in it. Big time. He says, as a scientist, I pity you. Now, friends, Can anybody define the word scientist just to show you how they step in it every single time? Okay, you ready for this? Science is the study of creation. His comment was, Bradley, as an atheist, he's saying, Bradley, as one that doesn't believe in God, I forgive you. Then he calls himself a scientist, which is the very study of creation. He says, I pity you. Then he said, nice fear-mongering with the communist comment. He said, now listen carefully, friends, just to show you how they are against God himself and they are warring with God at every step. He said, like all religion, Christianity is opinion, nothing more. Wow, that's interesting because you can ask any dictator if that's the case. Isn't it interesting how they always try to get their people to make war with God? And at the end, how does that work out for the dictator? The Bible is no mere book, said Napoleon Bonaparte. He said it is a living creature that conquers all that oppose it. You better bet your bottom dollar it does. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again, said William Cullen Bryant. He's exactly right. Amen. We're here, right? We're still talking. Yeah? This fool goes on and he says, I give it 40 years before the scourge of religion is run out of our country. You want God in government? He said, move to Saudi Arabia. Isn't that interesting? People from Saudi Arabia are actually coming to America and they're using these useful idiots to have their way in this country. Yeah, that's something how that works. Then he goes on. And, let me just say this. I again want to go back to our founding forefathers. I always want to put the nail in their coffin with what our founders said and what the Word of God says, okay? Because we again know that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I want you to listen carefully to what Benjamin Franklin said. He said, serious religion, under its various denominations, the Catholics, the Baptists, the Lutherans, the Wesleyans, the Faithers, so on and so forth, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. You know what Benny said next, friends? With all due respect, I'm trying to have a little fun here. Benjamin Franklin said right after he said, serious religion under its various denominations is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. He said, atheism is unknown in America. Does anybody want to know why that atheism is unknown in America during the time of the Revolution? Because everybody was calling upon the God of heaven and Jesus Christ to establish something during wartime. And we all know that during wartime, friends, there is no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. Wow. Karl Marx, communism begins where atheism begins. It's used. It's idolatry, friends. It's nothing new under the sun. But America, you can wake up to the very fact that America is under judgment today, huh? And guess what? And the atheist is going along with you, but hopefully you're not giving ear to the atheist and revisionist when it comes to the facts as to who you are and where it is that you came from. And to those who established what you have today. Now, this last week, an atheist and a humanist group has attempted to break the new deception into the so-called Jefferson Bible and force upon people their purposely revised and distorted version of history. His dash story. The group delivered what they call a Jefferson Bible for the 21st century to the 113th Congress while also adding edited versions of the Quran, the Buddhist Sutras, and the Book of Mormon. Anything but God, say they. Anything but God, say the atheists. Wow, wow, wow. Apparently these atheists and secularists have forgotten that those who serve we the people place their hand on the what? While they give their oath of office ending with what? The Bible, so help me God. So help me God. Again, friends, when are the American people going to understand, just like John Witherspoon said, the atheist is an enemy to his nation. He said he hesitates not to say it. Of course not. Who's attacking Christians in every public school that they can find? The one or two, here, I'll speak the truth, okay? There might be 10 of them. There's probably 10 atheists in America, friends, that the state-controlled media is getting behind. They're giving voice to the atheists. They want you to be afraid of those that don't believe in God, okay? You know, Scripture tells us that the devils believe and tremble. These people are so reprobate and stupid on purpose, friends, they deny the very existence of creation itself. These people could be transported to the sun, and they didn't see it, or they couldn't see it. And I'll tell you why. Because they have their fingers over their eyes, because they don't want to see it, because if they did, then they would have to change, wouldn't they? You know that word, repent? For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I guess that applies to everybody but them. They want freedom, but they don't want to pay the price to have the freedom that we have, do they? Nope. Friends, when you tolerate this garbage, and garbage it is, you are allowing these people to hey, folks, these atheists, these are the people that are attacking the Christian crosses above the heads of the fallen in your country. How's that working out for you? And they're giving way to the enemy. And namely the one that you were told that you were attacked by on September 11th. Folks, listen carefully. I'll say this again before I set the record straight. The group, this atheist group, delivered what they call a Jefferson Bible for the 21st century to the 113th Congress, who also adding edited versions of the Quran, the Buddhist Sutras, and the Book of Mormon. Anything but God, anything but God. Why is that, do you suppose? Because he's alive forevermore? Because he demands accountability from his creatures? Yep, that's exactly right. We want to do what we want to do, and we want to act like a bunch of grown-ups that never have grown up. You know, we don't like that. And we want everybody to know that we don't like that. And because we don't like that, we want to go sit there and cry over spilt milk and say, you know what? You know, we know people fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. But we just want to see how far we can go before the American people actually stand up to us and say, that's enough. No more. These people are about the most ridiculous people ever in the history of mankind. And by the way, might I add, dangerous. Dictators always use the same methodology. Same methodology, friends. Here, I want to show you why God used a child as the model of heaven so you can understand. You know what? I don't think I really need to add a whole lot to that. I think it's very self-explanatory as to what the little girl knew in public school. One day, a six-year-old girl was sitting in a classroom, and the teacher was going to explain evolution to the children. The teacher asked the little boy, "Teacher, Tommy, do you see the tree outside?" Well, little Tommy said, "Yes." Teacher said, "Tommy, do you see the grass outside?" Tommy said, "Of course, yeah, I see the grass." Teacher said, "Go out and look up and see if you can see the sky." Tommy said, "Okay." He returned a few minutes later and said, "Yes, I saw the sky, teacher." The teacher said, "Did you see God?" Tommy said, No, I didn't see God." Teacher said, "That's my point. We can't see God because he isn't there. He doesn't exist." And then a little girl spoke up and wanted to ask the boy some questions. The teacher agreed, and the little girl asked the boy. Little girl to Tommy, "Hey, Tommy, do you see the tree?" Tommy said, "Yes." The little girl said, "Hey, Tommy, do you see the grass outside?" Tommy said, "Yes, I've already answered that question. I'm getting tired of answering the same questions." The little girl said, "Do you see the sky?" Tommy said, "Yes." The little girl said, "Tommy, do you see the teacher?" Tommy said, "Yes." The little girl said, "Do you see her brain?" Tommy said, "No, I don't see the teacher's brain." The little girl said, "Then according to what we were taught today in public schools, she must not have one." Amen. Out of the mouth and babes and sucklings comes forth what? Perfected praise. A little common sense is involved, friends, with today's show. Yeah? Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. John 20:29. We got Pastor Brent calling from Los Angeles, California. We're going to pull him up right after this break. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Thank you, friends. Here, I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here right now just going through this, and I'm looking at, there's over 130 comments from probably three atheists in the United States of America. So there's seven outside of these. They do, yeah, right. And it's interesting, they're just talking about the fact that, you know, we've been told this, that we are a Christian nation. We just want to keep overlooking the facts and all the landmarks and our history and our enumerated laws found in the Constitution and common law, and that Moses on those Capitol buildings and God on my money and, you know, those Christian crosses and on the Liberty Bell, Leviticus 25:10, and that Washington Monument. It just bothers me to no end. And I'm telling you, every state preamble in the United States starts out acknowledging who, and I, you know, Bradley, we're just not a Christian nation. I hate this. Well, listen, if you don't like it, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. If you hate freedom, then go somewhere else. But do remember, free nations had those that were willing to sacrifice themselves to give it. Did you hear what I said? Free nations had those that were willing to sacrifice themselves to give it. And we know that greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Who did that? We hear this all the time. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's right, he did. And we acknowledge that. And we live for what he died for. 2 Corinthians 2, or I-15. I'm going to get to setting the record straight in just a minute here. We have Pastor Brent calling from Los Angeles, California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I have Bradley and Stephanie. How are you, sir?
How are you doing, Bradley?
I'm doing good. I'm a little lit right now because this is just getting my little fanny what would I say for a nicer way?
I'm
a little angry also because there's only 5% of the professed church that's real. If you want to know where the real church is, look at who's being persecuted. Like, for example, you know, I was thinking when you're talking about godless people and atheism and stuff, some recent events that happened to me that I think are funny. I was on the train, and there was this woman that was kissing her boyfriend, and then they said goodbye. And then I started asking her some questions about the Lord and asking her if they were having sex before marriage. So I was going to tell her as a pastor, you should stop doing that. And I asked her that, and she said, fine, I can do what I want with my body. And I said, you know what? I said, well, what if you get pregnant or something? Oh, well, I don't care. I'll just have an abortion.
Sure.
I said, what? She said, oh, it's just a blob of tissue. It's not a lie. You know, and she was catering to the coexist thing that, oh, I don't believe in the Bible, so it doesn't apply to me, you know. And she told me that they ought to open up an abortion clinic on every corner like a Starbucks. That's crazy, you know that?
Oh,
and I was thinking about it, you know. Do you want to know what Congress swears in on now? It should be Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. Because that's a People magazine, because that's about what they're doing with their actions. Jesus says you know them by their fruit, you know?
Yep.
Not what they say. They talk a good game when they want to get elected, but, you know, it's by their fruit. So basically what they're really swearing to, you know, they're really swearing to the God of Freemasonry, and their actions are basically like the equivalent of like Rolling Stone or High Times or something. So they might as well they want policy. Obama opens up Rules for Radicals. Hey, I know what I'm going to do today. I think I'm going to open up the borders. Hey, I'm going to take prayer out of school. Hey, I'm going to legalize homosexuality, and I'm going to make it a felony to be a Christian. Hey, it's time for change.
All right.
No?
All right, Brent, thank you for your call, man. We got on the final segment right now. Well, you know what truth is? The fact of the matter is Scripture tells us if you are a Christian, and you are a Christian, I'm sorry, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and you might want to read 1 Corinthians 6:9, where it says that adulterers and or fornicators and others are named amongst that in that scripture, in that particular scripture. They have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. And it's interesting how willing they are to kill the innocent within their womb when, in fact, they're guilty as hell for bringing it forth when they shouldn't have did it in the first place.
Yeah,
and that's why God gives us commandments, and here we are.
Yeah, but when you drop those commandments and you see the fruit of your own ways, and you namely see it among your children and throughout your entire society, as John Adams rightfully said, the church is the moral compass of society. So if the church and the pulpits are not aflame with righteousness and truth, then what are you going to have throughout America? It's what we're seeing today.
I just want to answer Pastor Brent with what Charles Spurgeon, I'm using ostentation and erudition again, forgive me, but Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preacher, rightly said, a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats, and that's the problem right there.
And he was definitely right in saying, you know, a man by his fruits. It doesn't matter if someone talks a good talk, do they walk a good walk? Actions speak way louder than words.
1 John 3:18.
That's exactly right. We thank you so much for listening to the Sons of Liberty. We know that we've got some first-time listeners, I'm sure, out there. We want to say welcome to the show and thank you so much for tuning in. We've got some great products I want to direct your attention to. If you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bradley highlights that every show. You can see all the featured articles and many, many more, which will keep you, you know, up to speed on what's going on out there, but not leaving you hopeless. We know that our hope is found in Christ, and so we want to make sure that you know that your hope is found in Christ, and these articles are there to move you to action. But we've also got many wonderful programs in our store available, too, as well. I want to revert your attention to the Sons and Daughters of Liberty program that we have. What that is people who support and say, hey, I want to get behind what you guys are doing. Boy, oh boy, is this bold truth. I was just speaking with someone today who said, I was just confronting my pastor on why he wasn't talking about the right to life, meaning not taking a life, abortion, as we were just talking about. We have people out there who are standing up for the truth, and the Sons of Liberty is one of them. And we're encouraging people across America to do the same thing. And if you say, yeah, I'd like to get behind that, because I know that this is a rarity for people to speak black and white truth that America needs to hear. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. We've got a great little video there too as well. And you'll also see the beautiful certificate that you'll receive when you sign up. Now, there's different levels of membership, from a basic membership all the way to multi-platinum. But what it is where you give consistently on a monthly basis what you can to be able to support who we are and what we're doing. For those of you that get our newsletter emails, you can see that literally in the past few months, we have been coast to coast. We have been East Coast, West Coast, Northern United States, Southern United States, bringing forth this message. But a lot of what we do requires us to be able to raise the funds ourselves. So we appreciate and we rely upon faithful supporters to be able to say, hey, I'm going to get behind this message to have it increase across America. I also want to point out your finger to the store. Now, you might say, well, listen, I need some good Christian products, and you never know what you're going to get at your local Christian bookstore. You know, sometimes you get this cheesy,
sometimes you can go into those Christian bookstores, and you're looking for Christ, and for some reason, he's nowhere to be found.
That's exactly
and
right.
And you can smell the cheese.
That's right. And it's so important to get good materials in your hands and the hands of people around you. So we have books, CDs, T-shirts, comic books, you name it. We've got something for everyone there. We've got testimonial books. We've got our My War documentary series, which continues to be aired on Dove Television. For those of you that get Dove Television on a weekly basis, check that out too as well. But there's so many great products that you can get in your hands. Sons of Liberty coffee mugs, which have been a really hot item here. People love their Liberty as a fresh brewed coffee in the morning. We actually highlight that too as well in our newsletter that just went out today. So please do check out How to Become a Son and Daughter of Liberty. Also, if you'd just like to make a one-time donation, you can do that as well by going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the donate button, and you can make a secure donation. All your donations are tax-deductible. We truly appreciate your support. Sounds cliche to say, you know, we really could not do it without your support, but it is very true.
You can't drive from point A to point B unless you have gas in the vehicle, right?
That's right. And for those of you who have been listening to Sons of Liberty for a long time and have not yet checked out our updated, you know, I just heard someone this week say that the new sonsoflibertyradio.com website was stunning.
Oh, it is.
That's a beautiful word to use.
I didn't put it together.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
TOL Media did, and it looks second to none.
That's with your walking through it together, of course.
It's an up-close look at what it looks like from my perspective in a public school, and that was the purpose of putting the page together, because we want you to see what we're dealing with, and we want you to understand also why we're under attack by these people that I'm exposing right now. And we also want you to understand the impact that these kids are getting when we're there.
Yep.
Because for 2.5 hours, no matter the size of the crowd, you can hear a pin drop, because the answer to America's dilemma is not to beat them over the head because they have to. When you show them the price paid for their freedoms, guess what? Now they want to. And for the most part, they don't understand that someone actually laid it all down for them to have what they have, so they can understand why that freedom was given to them in the first place. And that's exactly the message we convey to them.
That's right. And it's a beautiful website. You can check that out. You can see our event assembly programs, Junkyard Prophet, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, sister sites, which are both outstanding. And if you have not yet signed up to
be... Do you really like them, or is it just because that you're a part of the crew here?
No, I have to say it, really. And even going back to our Sons and Daughters of Liberty certificates,
They're
like the best certificates I've ever seen. And I'm not just saying that because...
Well, it's true because I've been to people's homes all across the country that have those certificates, and guess what? When you walk in their house, the first thing you see is those certificates.
And it's beautifully displayed, and it really is a website like none other, because it shows you the heart of who we are.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com is linked with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check it out. Tell us what you think. Hour two coming up, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233-0747. I'm going to set the record straight on the other side concerning an atheist. The atheist? Well, they don't exist. How do you confuse an atheist? Just ask him where he came from.
Yubia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yubia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales. Probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.